Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us and gives us her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning I wanted to talk about the importance of the microbiome. This is part of our what we call a healthy gut, and it has a wide range of functions from immune system, helping our immune system to weight, maintaining our weight, and really also with regards to mental health. So when we talk about the term microbiome, we actually refer to the trillions of microorganisms, things like bacteria, fungi, and other living organisms that actually all exist in our gut. So it's a pretty complex world. And there's hundreds of different kinds of bacteria. And these microorganisms are actually the foundation of what we call the gut-brain axis. It's really a two-way communication between our gut and our brain. And we really need to maintain a healthy microbiome and a healthy, balanced bacteria. So the good bacteria, what we call the good bacteria, it really helps to digest food, absorbs nutrients, and really helps produce those vitamins and hormones and protects against the bad bacteria, which can actually cause things like bloating and gas and many other things. Certainly we need high fiber foods because the gut bacteria breaks down the fiber to digest it. But certainly, and we need a nutrient-rich diet. But if you eat a lot of processed foods or, you know, exposed to a lot of stress and alcohol, and even medications can actually alter the composition of the microbiome. So what I want to do is actually, this week I'm just going to focus on one way to tell if we have a healthy gut. And next week I'm actually going to highlight four other ways to determine if we have a healthy gut. So the first one that I'm going to focus on is something called transit time. So really, healthy digestion is key to maintaining the microbiome, like I mentioned, but you know, how long does it take for food to pass through our digestive system? So slower digestion can lead to the formation of harmful bacteria, whereas if food passes through too quickly, we actually don't absorb our nutrients. And there's many different ways we can impact transit time. Like I mentioned, foods high in fiber keep things moving. Some supplements can actually improve digestion. And certainly I always recommend if patients do want a supplement to really consult a naturopathic doctor, because, you know, there's many different types of supplements, different enzymes that can really affect the body in different way. So like I said, next week I'm going to talk about four additional ways that we can determine and treat our healthy gut.
So a healthy gut's important. If you want to deal with it naturally, take down the number 905-707-2001, or log on to thornhillnaturopathic.ca. You can book an appointment with Dr. Betty, have a conversation, and have a healthy gut as a result of that conversation and whatever action she will advise you to take. All you have to do is remember the number, 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty. I look forward to those other four points to have a healthy biome.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.